Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. Time now for another edition of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here to bring you through in the first part of the program. The focus is on the news that affects you, whether it's you're the food person, the farm person, the family person. These things all affect you. But this program, unmistakably, is for the small family farmer. What's going on your farm? How can we help you? How can I be of service to you to help your farm get better? The connections that we make to people and to places and things that are all about farm. And then we connect them all at foodfarmfamily.com. The information we have on the Good Day program, that's a Monday through Friday show, comes through there. And then, of course, we have the focus here on the Family Farmer. The program heard in many of the same stations, Carrie Good Day, only it's on the weekend. First item of interest in the news department is the fact that the United States government has approved what they call cultivated chicken. Ah, yes, the feds have approved the use from Good Meat. That's the name of this company that does egg substitute to eat just. And now they're going to cultivate, grow lab meat in a giant vat. Doesn't that sound yummy? This is the same kind of a vat you'd find in a beer brewery. So this will allow a series of approvals that have been sort of halfway. Now this is fully a part of what people will be able to buy in grocery stores from the Good Meat people. The label will show that it has the same stuff as the, what do they call it, the unmistakable burger or the unburger burger, whatever the heck, impossible burger, that's it, thank you. Impossible burger is not possible for it to be a burger because there's no meat in it. And this is not possible to be a chicken because there's no chicken in it. And the reason that they're doing it, see, I don't mind, as a matter of fact, I probably would embrace this stuff if it weren't for the obnoxious reason that they give for approving it. And that obnoxious reason, in my mind, is that this stuff needs to be cultivated to save the planet. That's what we're doing. We're saving the planet because we all know what scumbags those chickens are with the gas and the poop and how pungent the poop is. The only thing that they forget is that the nitrogen that's in chicken poop is among the best natural sources of being able to grow things. So what you're really doing is saying on one hand, this is great because it'll save the planet. No more having to cultivate real chicken. Then who's going to eat this stuff, really? Some people eat the Impossible Burger because I'm not a meat fan. I don't eat meat because I don't eat my friends and the cows are my friends. Do I have a little chicken from time to time? I used to eat a modest amount of chicken until I saw what they did to prepare the chicken for market. And then if you ever went to see maybe you do. Well, no, on the farm, you do it differently than they do it in these huge mega barns with 30, 40,000 chickens in them and how they prepare them for market. This is what they call the cultivated meat sector. The FDA and the USDA approving Good Meat. They've been selling their products in Singapore, so that certainly makes it usable here in America. Everything in Singapore. We should try to replicate everything from Singapore here in America, don't you think? Supporters hope that this cultured product will fight climate change by reducing the need for traditional animal agriculture. Greenhouse gas is bad. Well, They are. But how much do chickens contribute to that, or even cows? I always love to debate people who don't know anything about cows, don't know anything about chickens. They want to tell us that we need to save the planet, so less water, no cows, no chickens. And then I point out to them what happens when a cow or a chicken poops on the ground, and you see what happens with the microbes that come out of the poop and how that enhances the viability of the soil that it touches. Okay, well, that's not important to them. They're just believers in climate. Now, it may be that after this week, I am having a horrible time on my farm. I've gotten literally no haying done. Zero. It's been raining in Massachusetts the entire month of June. We've had rain in the forecast every single day since the 2nd of June. So to get June hay, you would think, okay, we got to get out there. And I get the first crop done usually in June or by the 4th of July start. Memorial Day, have the first crop done by July 4th. I have yet to get one field. I've mowed it. I'm chopping it to use as feed for the cows, but I can't get it in. I can't balage it. I can't wrap it. I can't do anything with it because it's so damn wet. And I'm sure that's affecting your farm as well. Anyway, so I guess that this lab meat stuff is a thing to deal with. It is what it is, as they say. And I thought that if you hadn't heard that story yet, you'd appreciate the update. Bamboo farming and what it can do for you, or what's being done in Alabama this week. We'll find out about that after I turn your attention, train your mind onto the state of your body. How is your body and how do you feel? I was talking to a friend of mine who has a lot of plaque in his system, and he's a fairly slim guy. He's in his mid-50s, and he just had his physical, and then they found a lot of plaque in his system, so they're going to have to test it. The plaque is not good for you, and a lot of it comes from the things that you eat. Obviously, that will affect your weight as well. So if you want to take that journey to better health, the folks at Calitrin have the way for you with their continued support. They've made Calitrin the number one choice for healthy weight loss, not only here, but around the world. It's available in liquid form, capsule form, powder form. It's very, very exciting. The results that you can see by going to toploss.com, their website, check out the results. It's exciting to look at how many people have lost weight and kept it off. That's what's as exciting, if anything is important here. Losing the weight is important. Keeping it off is more important. So go find, explore, spend some time at toploss.com. See how this works. If you haven't taken my advice to this point, please take a look at it. See if you want to get in on the trial time, like 90 days. I just take it every day because I think it's good for all kinds of things in my body. And it's good to keep your body cooking to keep that weight off. Check it out for yourself. Toploss.com is the website. When you check out, use the discount code DOUGDUG. You'll get free shipping. And also, this time of year, they have the BOGO deals. Buy one, get one free. Buy as many as you want and get an equal number of free. Help yourself and others you know who need to be conscious of their weight. Go to toploss.com for all the great information and news and help from Calitrin. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. I'd like to enter
introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Back now with another story in the news department from the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. The bamboo farm in Alabama. Native American farmers grew bamboo, and it really hasn't... Well, they used it for food and clothing and construction material, even medical supplies for the early settlers. But now, after a lot of people have tried to exterminate bamboo, people are saying, wait a minute, I think that there's something here. So there is a new strain that's being used in Alabama in terms of their agriculture. They're regenerating it. A lot of people who are working with the Newton Corporation, the product they have is Alabamboo. It's, yeah, it's a good name, right? Alabamboo will yield farmers between $14,000 and $22,000 an acre. Bamboo is a $72 billion industry. China and other Asian. So this is where they're way ahead of us. And this is an attempt to put ourselves in a position to be competitive with China and others, but more competitive with China when it comes to this. They grow it all over the place. They're using it for food. It's flooring. I remember buying some bamboo flooring. It's great because it never wears out. You can't destroy it. It's really great. So perhaps if you, and I don't know why Alabama, maybe we could do this elsewhere because the soils... I have bamboo growing in the wild on my farm. Imagine what would happen if now I know how much it's worth. Maybe I'll put, especially with the weather being the way it is, maybe I'll put a couple of acres into bamboo and see what happens with it. There's a market for it, that's for sure. The corporation that is working with Alabamboo purchases bamboo from their farmer partners. It kind of reminds me of the deal that hemp has struck with farmers, and not necessarily, you know, a lot of people confuse hemp with marijuana, not the same thing. But anyway, you can buy seedlings the new seedlings for bamboo cost about 10 grand an acre. But once you plant them, you get, as I said, 23,000 an acre annually. And you don't have to do anything. And once it starts, it just keeps growing and growing. So maybe this is a way for you to get added benefit. Remember, what this program, the American Family Farmer, is all about is giving you ideas as to how you can take assets that you have, whether it's in people or animals or land, and make your farm more viable. So maybe bamboo farming is something that you can look at. I think I will. There are always lots of different ideas, for sure. Happy to find something new and pass it along to you. So I'm sure if you Googled Alabama, or probably more specifically Alabamboo, you'd find the story of the company, how this stuff is grown, where you get the seed, all that sort of thing. So there it is, a word to the wise, as they say, is sufficient. I'm Doug Steffen. In a matter of moments, we're going to meet Monty Moran, who's the former CEO of Chipotle. And we'll talk about how family farmers can use some of his tips to continue being successful. It's all about help here on the American Family Farmer.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The hour now in the American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen here with Monty Moran, who used to run Chipotle. He's a very interesting guy. He's got a lot of things in his background, and I think that's the place, obviously, that we start when you're trying to get to know somebody. What do we want to know about you that nobody knows, Monty? What's your secret?
Well, I think that, my greatest passion in life is probably uniting people. I didn't always know that. I just sort of have come to realize that looking back. And you know, whenever people are not united, I always find it's based on a misunderstanding of each other. I actually believe that each and every person in the world is capable of loving each and every other person in the world. And so that's where I get my kicks, is trying to make sure that happens where it can.
You know, it's interesting. The folks that work with me on my various programs know me very well. And we keep, it's not a secret, but I don't want to know anything about the people I'm going to talk to, because I want it to be a spontaneous conversation like we would have if we just met and we went to Chipotle for dinner and we were sitting across the table from each other, and I'd be trying to figure out what you're about and you might be trying to figure out what I'm all about. But you have just said something in that last sentence or two that is so from my wheelhouse. It's my book if I were to write one. I don't really have the time to write a book, but strangely enough, you have. So the book called No One Is a Stranger, Finding Love, Connection, and a Brilliant Life. And that is that statement, the title, brilliant in and of itself. So as somebody who's established himself, Chipotle's had its ups and downs, and you've been the one who has had to guide it through this stuff, and it takes resources to run a company like this, and maybe this is how it applies to farms and farmers, because we need to have resources, and most of our resources are us. Right?
That's right.
Isn't that the bottom line?
People are the most important resource, without which all the other ones are not harnessed. So, yeah, it's all about people.
Yeah. So, tell us about your life before Chipotle? Where'd you come from? What's your education? What got you into the Chipotle business in the first place?
Well, you know, I was born out on the East Coast, came to Boulder, Colorado as a young kid, grew up in Boulder, Colorado to parents who were, I would say, sort of very aware of the environment, very aware of nature, animals, agriculture. My mom was a big time, I guess you'd call her a granola, you know, would be the sort.
Yes, I would call her a granola, yes.
Yeah, she was
with
like
a smile on my face. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, always buying organic food, even when organic food was a very small part of the grocery store and all shriveled up and old, and, you know, she was still buying organic food. So food mattered a lot as a kid, and my parents, we united around meals every single night, candlelight, put the phone in a drawer, you know, not to be interrupted. It was, meals mm-hmm. were a really big deal. And that became, you know, I think a guiding part of my entire life, food. Now it's a struggle not to get huge. I've got to exercise a lot because I eat so much. But anyway.
Good for you.
Really.
Staying strong.
Exactly. But, you know, over time, I came to, you know, after college, I decided to go to law school because I wanted to be an environmental lawyer. Went to law school, got big loans to do it. And then, so I was broke and in debt. And then the jobs being an environmental lawyer turned out to be the only way to make money in that was on the side of being against, you know, on the wrong side, you might say.
Right.
And so I kind of got dissuaded from that. And I was also bored by a lot of the regulatory stuff. So I got into different kinds of law and was a lawyer for a lot of years. Long story short, one of my clients over the years was a very small fledgling company called World Foods, which became Chipotle Mexican Grill. And that one, grew, and long story short, I became general counsel of Chipotle for a long time as its primary lawyer, and then ultimately became, but that was still as a private lawyer. I wasn't an employee yet, but then eventually I was persuaded to join the company as its president and CEO.
And thus the story continues. Marty Moran is here. We're focused on you people, how to grow your business, especially on the farm. This is the American Family Farmer.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her, so I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better, my thought processes have gotten better, and it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA. USA News Update. It's been a rough day for air travel with about 1,500 flight cancellations and over 3,000 delays. Patty Mancha with the TSA says it's important for travelers to check with their carrier before heading to the airport.
If you're traveling this week from Friday to Wednesday, you're going to wait. Early in the morning, you're going to wait even longer.
United Airlines is being hit the hardest by delays. JetBlue Airways came in second, according to the tracking company FlightAware. The worst is in the Northeast. Several Amtrak cars have derailed after a collision with a vehicle near Los Angeles. Three cars came off the tracks after hitting a water truck that was sitting on the rails. The train had over 200 people inside, 15 of whom were taken to a hospital for minor injuries. The truck driver was transported to a trauma center. The Ventura County Sheriff's Office is investigating why the vehicle was on the tracks at the time. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Four past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer. 34 after the hour, this week's American Family Farmer program, in the main, talking about what it takes to run your business, run your farm, from somebody who's had lots of experience seeing it on pretty much all sides. Monty Moran used to run Chipotle. remotely, as you were describing your being their lawyer and then became the leader at Chipotle, the CEO, I'm reminded of the story of my little local bank here in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts. It has three offices. It's a $1 billion-a-year bank. The fellow who runs it used to be the lawyer for the bank. And they looked around to try to find somebody. He knew the bank better. He was a good businessman, still is, in fact, a great businessman. And so I heard that and I thought, yeah, you know, some people think, well, lawyers, what are lawyers doing running companies like this? Well, you've known all of the dirt. You've known the good, the bad, and the ugly about the bank or about Chipotle. So why not?
Why not?
Yeah, exactly. So how long did you run Chipotle?
About a dozen years.
And you started for obvious reasons. Why did you stop?
It's kind of a complicated story. I had it was a wonderful run over those 12 years. Just loved it and built a culture of top performers, top performing people who really empowered each other. And just loved doing that. And then, you know, over time, I felt like I'd done it for so long and enjoyed it so much, and I felt like, you know, maybe it's time to do something different. And that led me to leave and then go write my book and then write a second book and do a documentary on PBS and stuff like that. So, and that's been really rewarding, too.
All right, let's talk about that, the connection. The book, as I mentioned before, is called No One is a Stranger, Finding Love, Connection, and a Brilliant Life. I'm guessing you can order the book on the website loveisfree.com. I'm sure you can probably get it on Amazon and wherever books are sold. Also, in this documentary that you've done, you've had a couple of seasons here. The documentary is I know you did an episode on farming, and you have a pig farmer. Tell the story about the pig farmer and how that plays into your philosophy, your spirit, if you will, of being successful.
Yeah, and I think that's a great example of why connection is so important. You know, the only way to have an extraordinary life, Doug, is to have extraordinary relationships.
Right.
And basically the star of that particular episode of Connected, A Search for Unity, the PBS show you're talking about, was a guy named Joel. And Joel was from Tanzania, of all places, and just always wanted to be a farmer. And his parents didn't want him to be, because that's a job that is not going to lead you to having a good living in Tanzania. But he wanted to do it. So he ultimately came to America, ended up in South Dakota, and just started connecting with people and many, many farmers. And even though he was far, far, far from home, he was completely welcomed by the community there, because it was a very, very strong community, the farming community. And what's wonderful about farmers is that farmers are in the business of connecting with each other, with the earth, with their crops, with their animals, and with the community. And this is why farmers are so, so, so rich, even if not always financially. They're some of the richest people I've ever met in my life in terms of the connections they have with others. And since, like I said, the only way to have an extraordinary life is to have extraordinary relationships, and the only way to have extraordinary relationships is to learn to connect with others in a very deep level, I mean, farmers are really fortunate, in my view. And if more people understood how wonderful that is, then more people would be like Joel, who came over and he started farming pigs. But the reason he started that is he was sort of an apprentice for a family called the Gilkersons out in South Dakota, and they took him under their wing and let him work at the farm and learn everything he could learn. And then eventually he was able to get a small piece of land and start doing it on his own. And it's a beautiful story about the American dream, which I strongly believe is still fully intact, even though there are a lot of examples of things that run afoul of the American dream.
It's interesting the way you use him as an example. I would send you to Pennsylvania, New York State, where the Amish are thriving, families that stick together. They're agriculturally oriented. They're agriculturally experienced. Their business acumen is better than most. They do stay among themselves for the most part, but there's another great example, I think, or another lesson in how connectivity, bringing people or having people together, will lead to success. And so, I mean, I see it all the time. I'm by myself on my farm. I mean, I have help, but I didn't come from a farming family. I don't expect my children will keep the farm. They'll keep the spirit of the farm going with other people, but it's not like me on a day-to-day basis. I do the radio program and I do my farming, and it is It is my life. It isn't, it's hard work, but it is rewarding, as you point out so well here. It's hard to farm, but it isn't about the money. It's about what we see.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely. And I strongly believe in a foundational principle that I espoused at my law firm and at Chipotle, and that is that each of us in this lifetime will be rewarded based on our effectiveness in making the people around us better. And if you want to look at anyone who makes the people around them better, small family farmers, you know, people who work with the land with a huge concern about what they're taking care of the land, first and foremost, so that the land can then produce amazing crops, so that and then taking great care of their animals through animal husbandry, and then turning around and being able to sell, meats or produce to people, in a way that they're able to provide incredible nourishment to the people around them. And that just gives them an unbelievable connection to animals, earth, people.
Yeah. I mean, nourishment can be described in many different ways. It is nourishing for your body. You have to nourish your spirit. You got to nourish your brain. People ask me why I don't eat meat. I don't eat meat because the cows are my friends. I raised Jersey replacement heifers, been around cows all my life. I don't eat my friends.
So pretty much that seems logical.
As simple as that, yeah. Plus, I'm not greatly, although when I walked, there's a local Chipotle. They're all over the place here in my neck of the woods. And when I walk in, because I'll have some rice and I'll have some veggies and things when I'm of a mood. But the meat, the way it's cooked and prepared, certainly does smell good. And those things are what tempt us into doing things that we might not otherwise do. And somebody like you who's created an atmosphere, not only with good folks, good workers, but you understand what it is that gets people to salivate and buy. Right? I mean, that's how you...
Yeah. But, you know, and also...
You got to have that.
But also a huge part of Chipotle's success. And I think, you know, to me, the most important part is just that we had an incredibly empowered team of people who were led, not managed, you know, not manipulated, but instead given a vision and who really believed in that vision and were working towards it. So that was a lot of fun.
Marty Moran from Chipotle talking about the things in his book. Also, this documentary called Connected, A Search for Unity. It's on PBS. He's got quite a story to tell, and we're trying to relate it to those of you who are family farmers because there's a lot of good to be found there. Doug Steffen here with Mr. Moran. A thought about what's going into your body in a different way. Those of you who have maybe had too much acid, like coffee, maybe you drink a little bit too much on occasion, there's a lot of stuff going into your body that probably, if you were to check it out, you wouldn't put it in your body if you're really thinking about putting it. But it tastes good, or it does, you know, fast food, that stuff. But then at the end of the day, you have not balanced, you have unbalanced your system. And that's where Balance 7 comes in. In just 3 days, Balance 7 will start changing the acid buildup in your body. It will check your immune system, puts it back online, because Balance 7 on the scale, it's 1 to 14. So Balance 7 in the middle of acidity and alkalinity, and this will get you out of feeling sick, feeling tired. Balance 7 is really something that's almost magic. If you have heartburn, I have that from time to time, eating gluten. This takes care of it, bingo, just like that. So get healthy, feel better. And with Balance 7, when you go to the website, you'll see a product there called My Smooth Skin. My Smooth Skin does for your outsides what Balance 7 does for your inside. It figures it all out, equalizes the texture of your skin. So you get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin when you order a gallon of Balance 7. A gallon of it will go, that's a long way, but if you have three of these little vials a day, that's what really does the trick. So, get $15 off your order, a free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee just by mentioning the code word Doug when you call for Balance 7 at 800-793-9039. Use the code word Doug. Again, the number 800-793-9039. I know what annoys me when I hear these commercials with the numbers. They go so fast, they keep repeating them, but I'll do it one more time. 800-793-9039 to feel better with Balance 7. Use the code word Doug. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Back with Marty Moran, the former CEO of Chipotle, I would think that that isn't the only thing that trails you. I would like to introduce you as the host of the documentary series Connected, A Search for Unity. I would say you may chuckle. You remind me of a family preacher in a manner of speaking, because your message is one that ought to be coming more, not just from church, but, you know, this is a message that you should get in any number of ways. You've written a book. You've done the this business on the documentary. You're a guy that's all about love. Some people find it distracting when guys talk about love. Have you ever run into that?
Oh, sure. I mean, I, in fact, I didn't use the word so much, actually, when I was leading Chipotle. But my book about, I wrote two books. The first book is called Love is Free, Guac is Extra. Obviously, a little nod to Chipotle. And that one's about how vulnerability, empowerment, and curiosity built an unstoppable team. But, you know, when I was at Chipotle, I think almost anyone you talk to there they wouldn't say that I say love all the time. I just tried to do that which I believe love is, which means I tried to connect with people, and I sat down with over 25,000 people one-on-one in our restaurants, that is to say the people who worked there, because every time I went to any restaurant, I would sit down with each and every person and just get to know them and connect with them and understand them. And by doing that, I learned a lot more about how to run the company well, because I learned every little thing you need to know. But also, those connections were something that was very, very powerful, because really connecting with someone and caring about them and wanting what's best for them and being willing to challenge them and actually just being willing to work hard to create a better life for them and help them become the best version of themselves. That is what love is, okay?
Yeah.
Or if that isn't what love is, that's what I want from someone who loves me, okay?
Yeah. Now, listen, so, there's no argument there. And that's what happens on the farm. The best farms, the farmers have love for the land. They have love for their family. If they keep the family on the farm, love for the animals.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't matter if they use the word. I mean, the word is what's critical. What's critical is the actions. Yeah,
action.
The actions.
Yeah.
Yeah, but love is in the titles or in the subtitle of my second book, because it is, and I spend 30 pages defining what love means in my second book, so I don't look at it lightly. It's I look at it very, very, very differently than I think anyone else probably does.
I think any farmer listening to us now would get it, and maybe the light bulb goes goes on. Oh yeah, I love the land. I love.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, so check the book out, as I say, available at the website loveisfree.com and also Amazon. You can check out the documentary. I'm sure it can be streamed at the PBS website. There are lots of things here that are very helpful, very empowering, if I can use that word, for farmers, and that's why Monty Moran was here to discuss the book, to discuss his philosophy, the documentary. It all kind of goes together. So a great lesson in life. I'm refreshed hearing from you, Marty, and I appreciate
Thanks
you having
a lot,
been
Doug.
Here. You're welcome.
Hey,
Marty
it.
Moran here on the American Family Farmer Show at 10 before the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Farmer, the subject matter is leadership. Monty Moran and his story and his books and the thoughts that can be used to help you on the farm. You know, I was thinking about this. This is my opportunity to share my thoughts about what works on my farm and perhaps what works on your farm. The lady who runs my farm grew up on a farm, has worked on farms and around animals all of her life. As she is very good at lots of different things, I call on her to fix many of the problems on the farm, probably more than I should. But the reason I do, in part, is because I trust her. Does she always do the right thing? No. Does she always do what's best for the farm? In her mind, yes. And that's pretty much all you can ask for. I was looking at there a number of the National Farmers Union, American Farm Bureau. They have their groups, the women's groups. And I always kind of, I'm taken back a little bit because if you listen to me on my Good Day programs, you know, over the years I've talked about how annoying it is to separate out people because of their color, because of their sex, for taking leadership roles. I would like to think in a perfect world that we would not be looking at skin color, nor would we be looking at sex, we'd be looking at capability. However, the reality is that's not always the case. And so, in a traditional sense, I advocate for women in leadership roles on the farm. Well, maybe I'll put it a different way. Leadership roles in agriculture, they have. Leadership roles on the farm, they have. They're more acknowledged in sort of a national setting in these ag groups than they are on the farm. It's expected, it's sort of assumed that women will take care of the books, or they will take care of the garden, or they'll feed the calves, or they'll do things that are less than, at least that's the way it was when I was a kid. Not so much now. I think the women and the world of agriculture, the women I know who are in it, are changing with the times. Many farms now that I'm around are run by women, and there are only women who work on the farm. Women are very sensitive to the needs of animals. That's what I find. Whenever there's a problem with a calf or a cow, like we have a hairy wart situation with a cow now, Mary's figured out what the two of us were doing. We put our heads together. We came up with an action plan that involved a couple of different drugs, penicillin and things, and spraying LA 200 on the hairy wart. And I said, let's put some hydrogen peroxide on it and see if we can deal with it that way. But she has a lot of experience, and so I trust her there. I trust her with the people that work on the farm. The man in her life works with her. They are around each other all day. Do I think it's a perfect relationship? No. They argue about things, but it's because they're trying to do the right thing in terms of the animals and the agriculture and the stuff that needs to be taken care of. Her skill is dealing with people. Everybody loves her. Everybody loves working with her, whereas they don't always like dealing with me because I'm a little bit more bottom line oriented and a little less likely to put up with foolishness, if you know what I mean. But Mary always sees both sides, and my hope is that there are more and more women in agriculture around the country and maybe around the world, I guess I can broaden it out, who will continue to gracefully, and maybe this is, sounds like a sexist thing, but I think women in agriculture are more graceful than our men, especially with the animals. But the nurturing, and that's really what the female side of where our chromosome, the men aren't normally as suited for being gentle and graceful. Although the book and the discussion of love that we just had with Mr. With Monty, it does bring me around to thinking that there's hope for everybody, no matter who you are, what your age. There are opportunities to learn. Women turn challenges into teachable moments. That's what Mary does on my farm. And so it makes it easier. Farming is not easy at all. We know that. It's a love of the animals, a love of the land, as Monty pointed out. And so women usually don't take the easiest path. After all, how hard can it be to grow a human being in your body and to then push that baby out? Kind of work is that? That's real work. And it takes leadership and understanding. And so I encourage women to do more of what I see them doing around here. And that's actually running the farm and taking leaders, even starting farms without men. That's happening all over the place. So congratulations to the women. Think about women when you're thinking about hiring people or having folks on your farm. Doug Steffen here at 59 After on The American Family Farmer.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.